This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado counties along the Front Range send a disproportionately large number of people to prison compared to their populations. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The analysis was completed by the Prison Policy Initiative and found that five of the most populated Colorado counties, El Paso, Denver, Arapahoe, Jefferson, and Adams, are home to more than 65% of the state's imprisoned population. This number is higher than the percentage of people in Colorado who live in these counties. For example, the study found that Denver County has two times as many residents as Douglas County, the neighboring county to the south, but is home to 14 times as many people in state prison. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A climate bill moving ahead at the state capitol could cut the price of electric lawn equipment, CPR Sam Brash reports.
Gas-powered lawnmowers and leaf blowers aren't just noisy. They're major contributors to the persistent ozone problem along the Front Range. The legislation, proposed by Democratic State Senator Chris Hansen, is meant to entice consumers to switch to electric alternatives. It lets retailers claim a 30% tax credit to lower prices at the store. The sprawling climate bill passed an initial vote in a Senate committee Wednesday. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Washington, nearly all of Colorado's federal lawmakers are expressing support for sending tanks to Ukraine, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn, who sits on the Armed Services Committee, says the decision to send 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine will bolster Ukrainian defense efforts. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says it shows American commitment to help Ukraine see this through. Only far-right Congresswoman Lauren Boebert opposed the move, tweeting she doesn't trust President Biden to distribute heavy American military equipment. Boebert's opinion remains a minority within Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
13 Colorado chefs and restaurants are nominees for the food industry's James Beard Awards. They include a restaurant in Alamosa and chefs in Grand Junction and Denver. This is CPR News.